Let's speak now with Kent Johns from Radio Sport. Hi, Kent.
Well, afternoon, Rachel.
Well, Super Rugby, gosh, does it? I must have missed that one. Super Rugby starts up this weekend.
Well, it feels like we have to re-energise this competition. And you know the funny thing is, Rachel, we've got one round of games before the finals. And there's the big clash tomorrow between the Crusaders and the Hurricanes. The Hurricanes are going in almost full strength. The Crusaders are having to rest a couple of guys who picked up knocks last week. Of course, then the Crusaders are looking to be the first team in this format to go through undefeated, which I think would be a huge achievement, and also secure home ground advantage for the playoffs. But they're up against the Hurricanes team, chocker full of All Blacks, and it's just so hard to know who will be good tomorrow, because, of course, we haven't had any Super Rugby for the best part of, 5 weeks because of the Lions tour.
Yeah, that's the thing, and we've been so into the Lions tour. Good thing or bad thing for rugby, do you think, for the Super Rugby?
Oh, look, the good thing is, Rachel, change is on the way next year. The Lions tour, for me, totally re-energised the rugby landscape in New Zealand. It was sorely required, and it was so good. The problem is, of course, is that Super Rugby suffers because of that, and you're really asking a lot of your fan base to put all interest on hold for 5 or 6 weeks in one competition, and then have to start up again, and then bang, you're into a final series. The finals will be great. Next year, of course, there will be changes. The June test window gets pushed back, which means Super Rugby can run the entire length without having any interferences, which has to be a good thing next year.
All right, let's talk about the Warriors, because Manu Vatuvei, he's honoured tonight, isn't he, in Auckland before he heads off to the UK?
Yes, he is. So he's played his last game for the club. He is signed, or he was signed with the Warriors through this season and next season. And for quite a while, I had been thinking that was a bad contract. The Warriors should never have signed him for so much money for so long, because he wasn't playing to his potential, and of course he picked up a number of injuries. Thankfully, the Warriors have found a soulmate in Salford, so he will go and play the rest of this year with Salford and then next season as well. And they, of course, can pick up some of the monetary contribution that's been going out from the Warriors, which eases the burden on the salary cap for the Warriors. So that's a good move. But Manu gets, at least, Rachel, he doesn't get the fairy tale finish as a player with the Warriors, but he does get the send-off tonight, which I think is neat. And to me, he's your top three, top four player in the club's history. He's one of only four guys to play 200 games. He scored more than 150 tries, which is top 10 all-time in the NRL, and is about twice more than any other player at the club. He has been tremendous, and he reminds me a lot of Jonah Lomu, in that all of the criticism around Manu's play would be what he couldn't do, couldn't catch, couldn't tackle, couldn't kick, but people lose focus of what he could achieve on the field. I don't think we've seen a rugby league player like him.
No, just extraordinary. Fitting to be honoured tonight. All right, let's talk about tennis, because Wimbledon, we've essentially got, what do you call them, oldies, or do you call them seasoned players, I guess, contesting both in the men's and the women's. But for me, the question is, you know, where are the next challenges coming from?
Well, that's a very good question, Rachel. And I know the theory would be, because of the men's dominance of those four guys, Djokovic, Murray, Nadal and Federer, basically we've lost a generation of contenders. But I think it's a little concerning. I'm not sure that there are that many good players coming through. And if you think of the men's side of things just for the moment, we are two wins from Federer away at Wimbledon of having Federer, Nadal, Federer as your Grand Slam champions for this year. Federer's about to turn 36. Then on the other side of things, you've got Venus Williams, who's 37. She's a five-time winner of Wimbledon, but the last time she won, Rachel, was 2008. That's a nine-year gap. You take Serena Williams out of it, and you'd like to think that some of the younger players would come through and be real contenders, but instead you've got Venus Williams making a final at the Aussie Open this year, and now Wimbledon. Thankfully, she's up against Margaritza, who's only 24. She won the French Open last year. She's now a two-time finalist at Wimbledon. If she can string a run of performances together at Grand Slam events, maybe she's the player to pick up the baton, because I think both for the men and the women, we need younger players who are good enough to beat these older seasoned veterans who, albeit, have had great careers.
They have had great careers. Be good to see some new challenges, some new blood coming through. What's the latest on the Mayweather-McGregor fight, by the way? What's happening there?
Well, geez, it's become a circus. The fight's 6 weeks away. And
it's always a circus, though, isn't it, to me, I think? Any form of boxing fighting, what's real and what's not, honestly?
Well, this has become a pantomime, and I actually thought it was quite good fun, I think, on day one. So today they had the third instalment of four. Now they go to London for the fourth instalment. My level of interest in the first slag off, as I'm calling it, was probably about a 7 or an 8, and I think it was good fun. It degenerated yesterday into just out and out abuse of each other, which I don't know how many people actually want to actually watch that for too long. It kind of had some fun elements, but really today it's gone to the point where we've probably had enough. I'm really looking forward to this fight, even though I suspect I know what will happen. But this is what people want, Rachel. It's like fast food TV or reality TV shows. They're giving the people what they want. And at the moment, boxing kind of needs this. It needs a guy to stand up to the MMA, the UFC, and say, look, I'm still relevant. That guy's Mayweather. He's hugely unlikable, wholly unlikable. And you know what? I don't even know if Conor McGregor's played the domestic violence card on Mayweather yet. I'm picking he'll play that one tomorrow.
Kent Johns from Radio Sport, thank you.